the Outlier Gentleman. Oh, yes, hello.
Trash.
Come on.
All right. Song is called Fire. So, like, fire.
This is like, this is where they film all the Psycho Sinner videos, too, ain't it? It's the same soundstage. Yeah.
Fucking Devil Daddy.
To be fair, he does look the same now than he did in 2002. So shout out to Botox.
Shout out to my homie Botox.
Botilius.
What the fuck is this moron's name again?
Chris Taylor Brown?
That's right.
Yeah, let it burn. You know what? This song's actually, I can like enjoy this song to like an old AJ Styles versus Samoa Joe wrestling match montage. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can listen to this to like some wrestling Desire videos.
We're just gonna sing in front of a green screen the entire time.
No, dude, what they need like the fucking, those like, the lights with like the floppy paper, the colored paper, and they just put it against the wall so it like, it looks like fire flapping.
You know who Chris Taylor Brown is? I just thought of this. You know who he is? He is a broke-ass Ben Burnley.
No.
He's a broke-ass Ben Burnley.
I mean, maybe visually, but...
He's fucking EBT, fucking welfare, fucking food stamp Ben Burnley.
Jesus Christ. Some broke-ass fuck. You broke-ass Benjamin, motherfucker. That's fucked. Look, he's got his logo tattooed on his arm. He's got
of course
his...
he does. He's a narcissist. Why wouldn't he? I bet you he's one of them motherfuckers that's got his fucking name tattooed right above his dick, too.
Is that a real thing?
What, getting your own name tattooed on you?
Above your dick?
I've heard crazier shit.
Oh, no. This song is really, like, boring.
Repetitive and boring.
That's a really nice guitar, though. Is that a Parker, or what is that?
Looks like a Kiesel, I were to guess. Because they are becoming very popular.
Oh, yeah. I feel like him playing that high in the neck is not matching the chords he's playing in the actual song.
It's not.
I'm doing a harmony, you can't hear it in the fucking track and stuff.
Oh, shit. I would probably bet money that that's probably not even the guitarist for the band.
Oh, shit, we got dynamics. Let's fucking... We're getting all fucking spacey.
You can feel it all.
Is that what you want? You really want this fire? You want this hot trap dick smacking your cheeks?
It's called Vanilla, the song. It's called White Noise, the music.
It's called White People, the musical. 2022 edition.
It's just such a, like you said, it's just a boring-ass song. It's just, there's nothing to it.
Yeah, the best part was the bridge where they slowed down.
It's very paint by numbers.
No, sir. I don't like it.
No. Chris, you suck.
It turned into Mr. Horse for a second.
Nope. Shadow work. Nope. Album playlist.
Yeah, I'm working in the shadows, touching my dick, because I can't sleep. Anyway, next video.
Together.
This is going to be magical, dude.
Touch buds while listening to this.
Let me unzip.
Are you ready?
Is Puerto Rico ready? I don't know. Okay, that's loud. Oh, fuck. Galifi's playing the keys. Wow. Okay. Pause it?
So, yeah. So, immediately, like, the first thing I want to point out is that so you watch the My Jeans video, and the My Jeans video is just kind of her being like innocent. She's, you know, teen, preteen, I forget how old she was in that. But, like, it was just kind of, like, Nickelodeon, Disney Channel, bubblegum pop, fucking...
Weird rappers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Baby Triggy.
The Triggyverse.
Triggy got a new iPhone. Triggy.
Oh, no. Forgot about... God damn it. Why are you going to remind me of this shit?
Did you just have a stroke? Anyway.
This is very much like it's been a year or two, so it's like, now you got to be seductive.
But, like, that's the thing. It's like, this is so starkly different. Like, she's fucking... I'm gonna fucking drive it down and I'm gonna fucking be in an angel costume that doesn't quite cover my ass so you can kind of see it.
I'm innocent. You're putting the bad thoughts in my head.
Question mark. And that's the thing, it's like...
I'm calling the police.
Yeah, it's like jailbait. Like... And here's the thing, this isn't even Jenna Rose's like official channel and this has got 641,000 views.
Wow. Selena Music Love. What are we doing, Selena?
Right? Like
wow, asses.
Right?
Unnecessary. She still looks underage.
Probably is.
Here's me in the studio. These are my friends, maybe. And they're all like, I hate this bitch.
So I would like to point out, if this truly came out in 2011, Jenna Rose was born in 1998.
Ew, no.
So she would have been like 13 or 14 years old in this.
No.
So why are we posting videos like this when you are that young?
Turn to the MJF. Oh, no. Fuck. Yeah, that's just, yeah. That puts a dark spin
she's
on this
talking
video.
About fucking spanking people and shit.
You ain't spanking shit except your fucking little brother for breaking your fucking iPhone.
You're not spanking shit except for your fucking textbook, goddammit. Your fucking 8th grade math book.
What the fuck? Okay, these dance moves are pissing me off.
This is where we're at as a society, though, dude.
In 2011. You can't be like this? I guess so.
Like, hey, little girl, let's fucking overly sexualize you when you're 14. This is why I hate pop. Because in metal, it's like, this bitch could fuck you, but she could also tear your fucking face off at the same time.
In the same video.
Yeah, look at Courtney. I will always go with Courtney LaPlante because that bitch is just fucking amazing.
Yeah, the Blessed Be video, she like literally stabs like her whole band.
Yeah. But like, Courtney's how, she's like what, like 5'4", 5'5"? She's a little shit.
Yeah.
But, like...
She's intimidating. She... When she sings, she commands respect. This kind of stuff, this is nothing. This is, like, horse shit.
This isn't even, like, teeny bopper shit. This is, like, they are, like... Very openly, like... Beat off to this little girl.
No.
And it's fucking bad.
The answer is no.
The answer is incorrect.
If you need me to say it again in Australian, the answer is no. Fuck off.
But like they hypersexualize somebody that's underage.
Yeah, that's bad, dude.
Like she's freaking sticking her ass out and freaking in this fucking tutu and shit. And it's just like, can we not?
Also, she's like, I'm Angel, but also ballet. Like, what the fuck? Like it kind of just makes no sense. They're just like, hey, what's lady like? Put it on and then just fucking like dry hump the air. Go. Fucking hot.
To say, we just
Tutu! Tutu! What? Boom, boom. Nope. If I take a picture, I'm gonna be on the fucking FBI watch list.
Right?
Nope.
All of a sudden, Chris Hansen comes through the door and he's like,
why don't you have a seat?
Have a seat.
Why don't you have a seat?
Have a seat.
Boom, boom, Tim. Boom, boom. You know?
She's got the weirdest fucking ad-libs of her shit.
Oh my god, you shouldn't be watching this.
What was it? What was it in the My Jeans video? What was it, like ABC 123?
Some shit, yeah. You ain't shaking shit. You ain't got no ass to begin with. Do some book reports, bitch.
Right? If you do another book it, you get a fucking free personal pan pizza from Pizza Hut.
Dude, they need to bring that shit back.
They are.
Yes?
Yes, they are.
Fuck yeah, dude. That's how I got my written books is. That's how I got my Power Rangers wallet.
Speaking of, because this is bullshit.
Yes, of course.
Speaking of, there is a location. I do not know where I have to find it. But they are a franchisee that is a classic.
Sure.
Pizza Hut.
So it's a retro style?
Original recipes for the Pizza Huts. The original, like, red checkered tabletops, the red glasses, like.
Let's go.
I don't know where it is, but as soon as I confirm this, we are taking a road trip.
Yeah.
There's another place in Illinois we gotta take a road trip to. It's a video game arcade museum.
Let's go.
Called Arcadia. But that was horseshit.
What? Wow. That was 8 seconds of fucking a lot of bitch. Why, bitch, why you hating on me, bitch? With some money, bitch? Huh?
I'm trying to think. Oh, have you ever seen... I don't know how familiar you are with Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Very.
Do you remember the episode, the car wash episode? With the two brains?
I think so.
I'm real brain. And then the other one was... Yeah, the other one was voiced by MC Chris, and just go... That was that.
Okay. It says whoa on the screen. Also, I think this is the same house that Ty Lopez used to shoot his commercials.
What was... Oh, asshole. Who did asshole?
Oh, Mike Sherm.
Yeah. I think this is the same mansion.
That's the Mike Sherm house?
Then the Mike Sherm house.
Make a lot of money. I'm an asshole. Bitch. 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 Tim is dancing. Bitch. Give me that fucking. I'm gonna. Bitch. Okay, 30 seconds. Is this whole song bad?
Yes.
Wow, dude.
Here's the sad thing. Here's the sad thing.
Whiskey.
Here's the sad thing.
You're my friend.
So, yes, this video is 4 years old. But it got over 1 million views. Why? Why?
I guess if you got a lot of money, you got to play this song in the background and be like, bitch.
Eric, yeah. A wise man once told me,
bitch.
People got famous by fucking around. Do you remember who told me that?
No.
This guy right over here.
He's pointing at me. Yeah, I think that's true for Vicky.
Yeah. It's just, this is trap music, the trap beats.
You know what? I think this means White Chocolate Thunder has to come back.
Let's go.
We got three dicks on me. Now we're going to have a song that's just like, bitch.
Just bitch and just pitch shift it.
Yeah, bitch, like we'll do brute, that. Like I'll be the bitch part, and then you just like you say a bunch of stuff, and I'll be like bitch, and then you be like, you can do like slump AK. You can slump AK.
Oh god! So just write nonsense.
You all be drinking this fucking liquid death. You fuck with me, you're gonna take your last breath, bitch.
No. That was way too.
Did you like that? I really tried. I really fucking tried.
That made way too much sense. You gotta be like. I fucking went upstairs and I had a Coca-Cola. I went to my fridge and I was out of cola. Like, it's gonna be fucking stupid.
I fell down on the street and I had Ebola.
Yeah, there you go.
Bitch.
The Ebola thing was actually a line in a slump AK song. That dude is a fucking trip.
I'm scared to hit play, dude. This shit's gonna make me like...
Just do it.
I feel like Blackfoot's gonna come to my house and hit me for what? Listen to this fucking song.
Be like Becky, just do it.
Just do it. What the shit?
Whoa, Becky.
Bitch. Whoa. Okay, fake gunfire? She is not holding a gun. She just had, like, bullets come out of her body.
Yes, Tim. I'm slowly approaching Eric's face.
Yeah, Tim's getting really close. It's kind of hot. I don't know what's going on. Why are my pants off all of a sudden? What the fuck's going on,
I dude? Did that with my mind.
Shit.
My mind bullets.
You're having your way with this shit. My way with this bitch.
But, like, this... Remember, as a black woman, she's got to go through a lot of rough times.
She's highly melanated, apparently. She's
very melanated. So we can't, you know... And the $100 bill is totally legit. I'm sure that's, you know, from her bank account. Totally. Not fake at all.
Everybody gets a record advance, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I was going to say, fucking... Not weird flexing at all. And we're only 52 seconds out of the song. I mean, it's only 2.5 minutes.
Just got finished driving in the Hollywood Hills with my Lamborghini.
I'm pretty sure, like, there's a waiting room in hell. And I'm fairly certain this plays on repeat. They're going to be like, and coming in at number one, Whoa Vicky again for the 300 millionth time.
Which reminds me of the one time in Chicago when my dad's tire blew out, and we're in the Firestone car shop, and we're just fucking pissed, and the radio got louder, and it was like, smile on your brother, everybody get together. I looked at my dad like, what the fuck, we gotta get the fuck out of here. Well, Vicky is like,
beats somebody that. In a rabbit mask comes out of the office like,
fuck yeah, the Purge.
Hello.
Fucking hello, the Archer Daniel. Avenue edition. No, fuck that. Well, Vicky, bitch.
Hello, Eric's.
Huh? Popping bands. I'm in a car. This is my car. Maybe?
Can you pause it?
I thought you'd never ask.
Here's my problem. We made it through another 30 seconds of this song.
Hey, fair use.
Space
it out.
Here's my problem.
There's only one.
New age mumble rap has caused people to fucking take elocution and just throw it completely out the fucking window. People don't even speak like we're regressing. Language-wise. We're going back to fucking caveman grunts.
Man, that would be fucking awesome. It's like, we're like in our 50s and like the new rap song is like...
I would not put it past. I would not put it past anybody because that was I'm assuming sentences of something.
I mean, yeah.
But like, there's no pause. There's no... articulation with the words anymore.
There's no context clues. There ain't shit.
As I say, you want to like see people. You want people to see you as like loquacious and eloquent and like.
That's a good word, loquacious.
But like then you see this shit and you're like, bands, and it's like, what the fuck are you even saying?
Also, I like that the video is like her, like I'm in the car. Now I'm out the car. Now I'm in another car. Can you believe it? No.
Can you believe it?
Can you believe I got to sit in this car and throw money at the camera? Yeah, your man tried to talk to me and I was like, nah. So you gotta feel bad and stuff. Oh no, camera... Camera edits. Oh no, the thing started where she's gonna yell again. Shit.
Yeah, let's lens flare and like do a whole bunch of fucking weird.
This is like the Death Stranding overlay. Fucking video.
Why is she just yelling at me?
Catch this money, cameraman.
I was gonna say, I mean, if you wanna throw me money for fucking real, I'm alright.
That looks like some Monopoly fucking money. Well, Vicky. Why are you yelling more? Stop getting louder.
She's not playing with
you. I ain't playing with you bitches. I'm gonna fucking take a shit right now on this camera.
Here's
please,
the thing.
Please stop yelling.
Here's the thing.
She was yelling super loud. It's like, what, the song is ending. And she's like, nah, I got more shit to say. Fuck y'all. No.
Fuck it.
What the fuck was that? Tim, overload. I'm getting bum rushed. I can't handle that much horse shit. That was a lot. Fuck.
Eric looked like he was actively going to like melt.
I had like
into my couch.
That was an adverse fucking reaction. He had auto-tune plus other horse shit plus glitter. What the fuck happened there? 22 seconds? Fuck that.
Eric experienced a contraindication to Fugitive.
That was as fuck.
Eric is... Fugitive is contraindicated with use with Eric.
Call your doctor. A Fugitive is right for you.
Black box warning. Listening to Fugitive may cause stroke, heart attack.
Anaphylactic shock. Is it anaphylactic?
Anaphylactic, okay. Yeah.
I almost said prophylactic. I'm like, that's not what that is. No, that's prophylactic not the same thing.
Is preventative. That means you're preventing something.
I am prophylactics. Please.
Eric, we have 2 minutes and 42 seconds left in this video. Shit.
Okay.
Kegels, prepare your butt cheeks.
All right.
Are you ready?
I'm ready to fucking go. Pause it. All right, look, here's the deal. You know the problem with these kind of videos when you're like an old man in your mid-30s is like when you hear this, you're like flashing back to when you were like 22. And MySpace was out, and you're hearing everybody's rap songs on the MySpace profile, and I'm like, oh, fuck. That's this guy.
What are you talking about? He's so talented. Dude, I just want to touch his face.
What did he say? I'm walking around the world with my UK flag, put my feet on the ground, and then it's like foot stomps, like, I'm a stomp on this world, bitch.
No, I just want to highlight. This video came out 12 years ago, and it only has 193,000 views.
Yeah, Benju?
I am Benju.
That's you?
My life is Benju.
You're Benju?
I'm devoted to Benju.
I worship Benju. Welcome to Benju.
So we only made it 20 seconds, Eric.
That's my fault. I'm sorry. I have a weak constitution.
No, that means I'm doing well. When we constantly have to pause it. That is what the spirit of dung brings to your soul.
What are these fucking like xylophone noises in the back?
That's what we call royalty-free beats, homie.
Eesh, make it clap. That's you didn't write that.
What do you mean?
That
was his original concept.
No, make it clap. No. No. N-A-O-W. No. No.
No.
Who did the make it clap song?
Oh, shit.
Say to say it again. Shut up, motherfucker. You got more fucking vocal manipulation? Dog.
Take the baton, bro.
Super fuck out of here.
Make a clap as Busta Rhymes.
Thank you. What year did that come out?
2002.
8 years later. He's doing Make It Clap. Come on, bro.
Yeah, and that and Busta Rhymes is way more fucking talented than your fucking...
That's not even a fucking...
Overprivileged white ass.
It's not even a fucking... He's even making lip noises. Podcast people could be like, what the fuck was that noise? Superfly! Ha 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 ha! What? My ambition's so high you can't even reach them. I have goals and you can't even see where my goals are. They're so fucking high in the air. It's like, what if I was like rapping but like Jesus at the same time? Rap Jesus?
We're just gonna have some big ass Crocodile Dundee motherfucker appear at our fucking homes going, You think it's funny to make fun of Australians, eh?
I thought he was British.
I don't know.
He said UK flag. I don't know. I don't fucking know. He's like, I don't give a fuck what you think. I'm still gonna kick your ass.
Oh my. Fugitive. He is an English singer, rapper, songwriter, and record producer.
You know, to his credit, he's got the cute video vixen ladies for the video, so respect there. But this weird chimmy-chimey bullshit is like fucking...
What is the problem?
This shit is annoying.
What is the problem?
What? Hit the floor with your fucking face. Everybody just like just throws themselves into the fucking ground. What the fuck is... Tim, this is the collage of horse shit.
Yes.
Oh. Was he dead?
No. is he dead? Oh no, he's a pervert.
Oh no.
No.
Oh no.
He's been accused of being a drug smuggler. On September 7th, 2017, his actual birth name is Harry James Byert. And it says, on September 7th, 2017, Byert was cited exchanging cash with a driver as part of a drug peddling operation. Pleading ignorance, Byert was found not guilty of conspiracy to supply cocaine on July 16, 2019, after a 4-week court case. Oh. He actually has a higher charting single over Superfly.
Oh, no.
Which may be saved for a future Gudung episode. So get ready, Eric. More Fugitive is coming for you.
Oh, fuck off. Oh, my ladies, do the thing where I point at you and then you dance sometimes. I went to the guy and said, hey, give me the cocaine. Oh, fuck, I mean the... Oh, maple syrup.
Oh shit, you are a police officer. Oh.
Oh no. Yo. Negative 25 points because his name is Fugitive and he didn't use in the sample Tommy Lee Jones going, I don't care.
Okay, couple
things. What
the
fuck?
I need you to give those 25 points back.
Why?
Because it's not Fugitive. It is Fugitive.
God damn it.
It is Fugitive. Which means he's making his own way. He came up with Make It Clap himself.
He False. Wanted, he just wiki that shit.
He wanted a time machine.
He's a fucking time lord. And fucking gave Busta Rhymes the inspiration.
He's got Doc Brown behind him going, don't do it! Don't do it, Marty!
Yeah, I need that. Like, we're going to start a rap band called The Fugitives. It's going to be like Harrison Ford going, I didn't kill my wife. Tommy Lee's like, I don't care. I don't care.